Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
My pal Joe DiMeo, SNY.TV, big Mets fans, does the Mets podcast, and also knows their prospects. He just chimed in about the Devers stuff because you were asking about the trade. Mm-hmm. He says, as far as we know, four teams have talked to Boston about Devers. Braves, Padres, Blue Jays, Giants. So you should be happy that it's not the Blue Jays, at least staying within the division. Mm-hmm. Good for the Red Sox trading matter. Okay, that was number one. Number two, and this is more pertinent here. Do you trust Ian Begley?
Yeah, I do. I think he's been doing a really good job.
Me too.
I do.
The door is not completely closed.
On Tibbs coming back?
No.
Oh, I didn't even say that. Well, okay. Because we were talking about that the other day. I don't know. Who knows anymore?
I thought you wanted Tibbs out of here. Well, you excited about that?
It depends who comes in.
Per Ian Begley, the door is not completely closed on the Knicks and Jason Kidd. This according to people familiar with the dynamic in Dallas. Other outlets, is right from Ian's social media here, I'm seeing it on SNY, Knicks videos. Other outlets reported as recently as last week. Remember, we said that at the time where the Knicks were told no, but it's still other outlets were reporting last week the kid was still a possibility. And as of today, that remains the case.
Yeah, I mean, I like Jason Kidd. I'm not going to be dancing on top of the table if the Knicks announce that they hire Jason Kidd to be their coach. I like him. I wouldn't say that I'm enamored with him. He's good.
Right.
He's good.
Enamored is strong. I'm just saying that, remember, I'm going from a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, I don't even remember now, last week it might have been, that I was down to two candidates. Who the hell was the third that was, Udoka. I had three. Udoka, Van Gundy, Kidd were my three.
Yeah.
Udoka quickly ruled out. Van Gundy doesn't seem like it's a realistic possibility.
Never even talked to him, I don't think they will.
And the main reason for Kidd is because it felt like at least, okay, well, if they hire Kidd, remember we talked about this, the back channeling that probably was
100%,
going on? 100%,
yeah.
So it might have made it feel like there was more of a plan than it seems now. I'm not saying Jason Kidd's a championship head coach. I believe he's a good head coach.
So do I.
He's got some, you know, I don't think he's a good person.
I don't think he's,
at all.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay, so like that's going to be a talking point we're going to have to get into at some point if they do hire him. Point is, door not closed on Kidd. So maybe not so fast. Maybe it's not just Jenkins and Mike Brown who they might be meeting with this week. Maybe there is still a possibility, according to Ian Begley, of Jason Kidd.
All right. So, I mean, it's fluid here. It's been a bit of a frustrating 10 days or so. I mean, here's where we're at. Knicks have been denied permission to speak to Udoka, Finch, Kidd, up until now, Snyder, and Billy Donovan. That came last week, Snyder and Billy. Right. So, I love Billy in college. I don't think he's done a good job in the NBA. Not interested. And quit Snyder to me is good, but it looks like it's not going to happen. And this week with Brown and Tyler Jenkins coming in, I like both. The more I thought about this, I was kind of leaning a little bit more toward, of the two, kind of leaning a little bit more toward Mike Brown. The more I think about it and the more I examine some of the stuff and just read a lot over the weekend, to me, I think I'm probably going to flip that. And not saying that I think the Knicks will hire Tyler Jenkins, but if they were to hire Jenkins over Brown, putting Kidd aside for a moment, I actually think that would be really interesting. He's coming with some new age offensive stuff.
I don't want Mike Brown.
Okay, why though? I just think he's a retread?
Yes, like, yes, exactly.
I mean, and he is. I mean, the Kings whacked him. Doesn't mean they did the right thing.
I used to like retread guys. Now I don't want that.
Well, if there's one thing that gets me the least excited in any like coaching hire is a retread.
Right.
Like, to me, retreads don't inspire me. I mean, yeah, you're good enough to keep getting recycled and brought back in as a bit of a stopgap or a Band-Aid. But to me, retreads aren't elevators. And the reason why the Knicks directly moved on from Tom Thibodeau, and I supported the move and I still do, is because they needed an elevator, not a retread. Because the stabilization was put forth and put in motion 5 years ago when they hired Tom Thibodeau. That's already done.
You think Taylor Jenkins is an elevator?
I do. Offensively from Tom Thibodeau, 1,000%.
Yeah,
no
offensively.
Question.
Okay. All right, so yes. You're intrigued by the offense.
I am. And by the way, Mike Brown's an offensive guy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know. But I just don't. I'd rather have Taylor Jenkins. If I had to pick between those two,
yep.
I think Jenkins intrigues me more. I'm over the Mike Brown thing, right or wrong.
I think a lot of people feel the way you do with Mike Brown.
Like, at least with Jenkins, there seems to be more of a
newness, an unknown, yes. Like an upside, a ceiling.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. He's younger, by the way.
Also, and maybe doing more with less. He didn't have LeBron. Like,
yeah,
that's how Mike
that's
Brown,
true.
You
true.
Know what I'm saying?
Well, he was doing pretty good things in Sacramento before they, I thought, foolishly fired him. But, yeah, I think Mike Brown is a competent NBA coach. Jenkins, and his teams also had some top 10 defensive teams there. So he's bringing some defensive principles. Obviously, that's what Tom Thibodeau's all about.
Why did he get fired?
I don't know.
Yeah, I got to look more into that. Maybe,
I honestly don't know. But if I gave you the names, I know Brown's third for you. Put him, all right, put in order of interest to you. Kidd, Brown, this is not my order. Kidd, Brown, Jenkins, and
Johnny Bryant.
I guess Bryant's in there. I'm trying to get five. Bryant, Mike Brown, Kidd, Jenkins, and let's say Jay Wright. Let's just throw Jay Wright out there.
Why not throw Van Gundy? Jay Wright's not happening.
Well, neither is Jeff Van Gundy.
You know, there was something else that's not happening. A caller called in this morning to Boomer and Geo and brought up Jay Wright again. He's like, oh, I called the guys in the midday. I called the morning show, and you guys both hung up on me with Jay Wright. Yeah, well, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
Not happening. Like, you could talk about it all you want. And he was saying that they should give him $20 million and make him come back. Jay Wright doesn't want to do it, so it's not happening. The other part that he said, he wanted to see you and I take on Boomer and Geo in golf.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, with him. And then Gio's like, well, Gio seemed open to it at first, and then he mentioned that maybe I've played 5 rounds of golf my whole life, and Boomer's like, oh, I'm not doing that.
What?
For the record, I've played more than 5 rounds of golf.
Whoa. So it wasn't because they didn't think that they would do well.
No,
they just dismissed us?
Correct. Your injury, they referenced your injury, and then they referenced my lack of either care for golf or just lack of experience.
Understood. I mean, if Gio would like to put his 103 on the line, by all means.
Oh, there we go. Now we're talking.
Gio's talking like he's going out there shooting in the mid-70s. Great.
Yeah, there we go.
I know you love the game. Doesn't mean you're good at it.
I like it. See, this is what I wanted to get a little fire there.
Listen, I know Boomer's got some stick. Boomer to me. I don't know if Boomer's still going for the tips, at his age. Maybe he's going to move up a little box here.
I'll drive him, too. You got to carry us the rest of the way.
I'm not carrying anybody. I'll still show up, and if I lose, I have no problem taking it on the chin.
No, you can't be backing off.
I just said I have no problem showing up.
How's the shoulder?
Everything hurts. I'll show up. I'll take 5 Advil. I'm gonna putt. I'm gonna putt and ship lefty. I'm gonna hit the ball righty. No, I will show up and play.
Yeah, you might be invited. I will not. Boomer just dismissed me immediately.
Did he really?
Gio's like, Sal might have played 5 rounds of golf his whole life, and Boomer's like, oh, I'm not playing with those guys.
But he plays with Greg when Greg first started playing. I know Greg's
different. That's his guy.
Well, it's his partner. It's his guy. And he probably felt a sense of power, like, hey, I'm showing Gio the ropes. Yeah, hey, this is how you grip the club. Come on, partner. This is how you swing. Hey, they're going to have to give us a couple of strokes because Boomer is a lot better than the other three, me, you, and Gio. But they want to put something on the table here. Set it up.
All right. I knew that would get your attention there. We'll come back. We'll get into the other stuff with the Knicks.
They can't dismiss us that easily.
Go back and listen to it on the Free Odyssey.
I'm going to have to.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare.
All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.